You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent this morning. And a new report from WPR News follows immigrants in Wisconsin as they try to navigate their way through our immigration courts. Almost 25,000 in our state are currently waiting for a hearing and are facing the possibility of deportation. When they finally do get their day in court, about 3 out of 4 will do so without any attorney. When you have the time, check out the full WPR News story on our website, and you can find it linked at WPR.org/mornings. That's WPR.org/mornings. And you're welcome to this conversation. We welcome your questions and comments at any time as we investigate our immigration system and the backlog we find here in Wisconsin. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Aaron Barbato is the director of the Immigrant Justice Clinic at the University of Wisconsin Law School. And Aaron, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Lee.
So 5 years ago, immigrants had legal representation in an estimated 65% of cases nationally. That number is down to 30% today, according to one measure. And in Wisconsin, that rate is even lower still. Aaron, why are rates of representation so low here in Wisconsin?
You know, they're low across the nation because there is no federal money, generally no federal money to provide representation for people who are in deportation proceedings. And that's in Wisconsin as well. And so I find that we have what I term as like an immigration representation desert in Wisconsin, because there are very few attorneys who can represent people either low bono or pro bono without charge. And so people often have to face the deportation system on their own.
Aaron, why would you want an attorney with you present for your immigration hearing?
It's a really good question, but we do presentations with children sometimes about what immigration court looks like. And we describe it as in terms of like a soccer game. So the judge is the ref, the ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement attorney, is the other team, and then the respondent is is the person who is facing deportation. It's basically, we would explain it as a professional team versus someone with no experience. So, a minor league team playing against a professional team. And that's not fair, especially when the consequences are not winning or losing a game, but winning or losing the chance to remain in maybe the country the only country you've ever known, or where your family lives, your job is, or the consequence of never being able to return to the United States ever again.
So that's why you'd need an attorney. Why are there so few immigration attorneys in Wisconsin as you see it, Aaron?
There are few immigration attorneys in Wisconsin for a number of reasons. I think the main reason is there's just not enough funding to provide for pro bono, low bono services. In Wisconsin, some states do fund attorneys to represent people who are in deportation proceedings. We don't have any of that right now. A few years ago, we did, but that money is no longer available. But the other situation is that being an immigration attorney is not an easy job. And I look at the brilliant, passionate pro bono attorneys that we do have here in Wisconsin right now, and I worry that they will burn out. It's a really tough job.
Aaron Barbato, our guest, director of the Immigrant Justice Clinic at the University of Wisconsin Law School. And Aaron, as I understand it, you're also on the board of the Community Immigration Law Center. What work do you do with immigrants in Wisconsin?
The Community Immigration Law Center has three attorneys there that are immigration attorneys, and they represent people who are facing deportation. They also provide, the board and other volunteer attorneys provide free legal consultations every second and fourth Friday of every month, just so people can have access to some trusted information before they go and hire an attorney or know whether they should hire an attorney. The Community Immigration Law Center has done something incredibly powerful in the past year, where they started providing pro se clinics to people who are seeking asylum in the U.S. So it's not full representation, but it allows people to have enough information so that they know how to hopefully navigate the system on their own which is not the goal, but it's better than having them not know anything about the system. So they are providing a huge service to the community and trying to provide some access to justice to the people who are seeking refuge in our country.
Do you have an idea of how many people the Community Immigration Law Center was able to help last year in Wisconsin?
The numbers are, you know, they're high. I don't have the exact numbers, but I know that there is a long waiting list to come to even the pro se clinics. So there's not enough resources to fulfill the need even for pro se information where someone would be representing themselves on their own. So they are constantly they can't fulfill the needs of the community, even though they do everything possible to fulfill those needs.
Aaron, what are some of the common barriers for people seeking asylum here who are already living here and are applying without legal representation?
So the immigration system in and of itself is incredibly complicated. We don't have an immigration court here in Wisconsin. We have an immigration court in Chicago. So part of it is just being able to know where you're supposed to go for your first hearing. One major issue is being able to afford an attorney. So people who have recently arrived in the U.S. generally aren't going to have thousands of dollars to hire a private bar attorney to represent them. And so when they look for an attorney on a pro bono realm, they're looking at about potentially five or six attorneys in the entire state that could potentially represent them. And that simply is not enough. So the bar for them to receive representation is super high. And it's really almost impossible for people to find legal representation in Wisconsin for representation in deportation proceedings.
Let's go to your calls and comments now at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jeff in Delafield, you're on the air with Aaron Barbato, director of the Immigrant Justice Clinic at the University of Wisconsin Law School.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to play devil's advocate here. And my question is, why is it the taxpayer's responsibility to make the case for why these people should be here? Presumably, there's laws, there's the government that, through ICE or whatever, that's enforcing the laws that are there that say who should be here, who's able to be here, who isn't, based on asylum rules. So, you know, with all the needs for money today, low graduation rates, problems with Milwaukee Public School, all the problems we face, why is it our responsibility as taxpayers to make the case for who should be here, who shouldn't? You know, with the laws we have in place now that I would think are fairly clear to say who should be here and who shouldn't. Why should we be paying for attorneys to make that case for people that want to be here for whatever reason?
Jeff, thank you for the question. Aaron?
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for the question. I think, as someone who's been working in the system for a very long time, I do see the injustice involved. And in 1980, when we codified our asylum laws, we made a promise to the world to protect people who are being persecuted in their home countries. And our country, per our constitution, provides representation for people who are charged with crimes. But that doesn't work with the immigration system, even though people are facing really harsh consequences for it. So when you look at whether someone is going to be deported, separated from their family for the rest of their life, or returned to a country where they could be persecuted or tortured, I think as a country, we want to make sure that that's a level playing field. And in order to have a level playing field, and so that we don't deport someone back to a country where they will be persecuted and or face harsh consequences otherwise, I think as a community and as a country, we would want to make sure that that's a fair system. And as it stands now, without legal representation for people facing deportation, it's not fair, in my opinion. So I would hope we could level that playing field to ensure we are doing what's right for humankind.
taking a look at the backlog in our immigration system and what that means here in Wisconsin. And it's from a report from WPR News last week, which I encourage you to read when you have the time at WPR.org/mornings. Our guest is Aaron Barbato, director of the Immigrant Justice Clinic at the University of Wisconsin Law School and on the board of the Community Immigration Law Center, which is on the front lines here of working with our immigrants through the immigration system, those who are facing deportation, those who are seeking asylum. So if you have a question or comment about what we are facing and what we can do to fix our immigration system, I invite you to join us, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. This is The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we're talking about the backlog in our immigration courts and the real shortage of immigration attorneys in Wisconsin. And please make sure you check out the full report from WPR News and Sarah Lear at WPR.org/mornings. Our guest, Aaron Barbato, is the director of the Immigrant Justice Clinic at the University of Wisconsin Law School, and your questions and comments are welcome here. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. And I found this interesting, Aaron. A recent Gallup survey found 28% of Americans see immigration as the biggest problem facing our United States. I'm curious, is public opinion of immigration contributing to some of the shortages we're seeing and some of the backlogs we're finding?
No, I'm not sure if they are contributing to the backlogs. I think part of the issue is just a broken immigration system that has not been really updated to modern times for a long time. I mean, I file some of them electronically, a lot of it is done by paper, a lot of it is still sent to clients and to us by snail mail. So it's just somewhat of an archaic system that hasn't met up with modern times, but the laws haven't changed and Congress hasn't acted to modernize our immigration system that really will reflect what the people want.
So in other words, then, do you see a failed immigration system as contributing to the public opinion about immigration?
I think so. I mean, I think that what people see and some of the visions and the words used in the media are really used in a hyperbole, in a way that is creating a crisis that maybe isn't a crisis, but the term crisis is continued to be used all of the time. When I think if we took a step back and really looked at ways we could modernize and humanize our immigration system, there would be less concern and more agreement on how we can use immigration to better our country and to serve the world in general.
Let's go back to the phones now at 1-800-642-1234. Karen, good morning. You're on the air with Aaron Barbato from the Immigrant Justice Clinic at the UW Law School.
Good morning. I have a question. I would like to have the guests talk a little bit about what kinds of folks come to the process of immigration. We hear a lot about the criminal illegals that come in, you know, that are doing a lot of harm and stuff. But how do the people that get to a point of being, you know, being able to be represented in court, how do they get vetted so that, you know, like we're helping people that truly deserve to be helped? Versus like criminals coming in that they shouldn't be here anyways.
Karen, thank you so much for the question. And Aaron, what kinds of people come to the point of going into this immigration system?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Karen. And I think, you know, there's somewhat some fear mongering going on out there about the people that are seeking refuge or immigrating to the U.S. When most of the people that we are working with in Wisconsin, and particularly at the Community Immigration Law Center, are people that are coming to the U.S. to seek asylum. So they fear persecution in their home country. Before they can enter the United States, they go through a vetting process and they have an interview with Customs and Border Protection to ensure that they don't have a criminal record or something that would make them danger to society. And And I think that's really misunderstood. The border is patrolled, and certainly there are people that cross irregularly into the United States, but those that are processed and allowed to live within the community during the pendency of their immigration court hearing have been vetted, and they're not people that have been found to be a danger to society. And so, and if someone has an issue with law enforcement within the U.S., they are, ICE is notified, but that is rare.
Aaron Barbato, we have a backlog in our immigration courts. We have a lack of immigration attorneys to help with people who are facing deportation and possible persecution in their home countries. With about a minute and a half left here, what needs to happen to fix this part of our immigration system? What would you see as a solution?
I mean, there has to be comprehensive immigration reform. I think I do go to court in Chicago. I see the judges there working hard to provide fair court hearings for individuals arriving. But the problem is just, it's incredibly widespread, and we continue to politicize a humanitarian issue. I think in the research and the work that I do, I have found that there is potential to decrease the need for people crossing the southern border. As it stands now, the law, most people who want to seek asylum in the U.S. have to do it at the southern border. There isn't another choice. And I think that's misunderstood within in the United States. But Biden has started some additional, they're called safe mobility offices, where people can apply for refugee or protection outside of the country, in Colombia, Costa Rica, and a few other countries. I think that might be a way that we can modernize our system and decrease the harm that is done within the United States and to the people that are seeking refuge here.
Aaron, thanks as always for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Aaron Barbato is the director of the Immigrant Justice Clinic at the University of Law School, University of Wisconsin Law School, pardon me, as well as on the board of the Community Immigration Law Center, which is part of the story from WPR News, is Sarah Lear. And I would, again, highly encourage you to check out that in-depth reporting on our immigration courts backlog and the lack of immigration attorneys in Wisconsin, WPR.org/mornings. That's WPR.org/mornings. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you are listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.